A reinforced rifle company of U.S. Marines moved on shore today into Monrovia, the capital city of Liberia. Their mission is to get Americans out of the way of Liberia's bloody civil war. More from ABC Pentagon correspondent Bob Zelnick.
Pentagon officials say that Navy helicopters began evacuating Americans from Monrovia at about 5 a.m. Eastern time today. Within the first 2 hours of the operation, some 60 Americans were evacuated to the safety of the amphibious carrier Saipan. The operation involves 11 helicopters transporting the Americans from three Monrovia locations. Four Cobra gunships and two Harrier jump jets are providing security, along with 225 Marines who have taken up positions on the embassy compound. Bob Zelnick, ABC News at the Pentagon.
The White House says that first stage of the evacuation has gone smoothly with no gunfire. President Bush ordered the Marines to go in after one of two rebel leaders fighting to oust Liberian President Samuel Doe threatened to begin arresting all foreigners beginning tomorrow. More after this.
When Robert Wendell was the world's best swimmer, he could swim over 1,400 yards in just 15 minutes. When Mike Burton was the world's best swimmer, he could swim over 1,500 yards in 15 minutes. When Michael O'Brien was the world's best swimmer, he could swim over 1,600 yards in 15 minutes. But if any one of them were out boating and suddenly had to swim to shore in cold water, it might not matter how far they could swim in 15 minutes. Because in that little time, their body temperature could drop to levels so dangerously low, they could pass out. It's called hypothermia, and it contributes to nearly half of all drownings caused while boating. So always be careful around cold water, and always wear your life jacket. That way you won't have to expend your energy and body heat staying afloat. Because hypothermia can kill you, even if you're the best swimmer in the world. A message from the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
Iraq this morning said it was withdrawing its invading army from Kuwait as promised. But is it? Probably not, because left behind is a military force that may be larger than the invading force, made up of what Iraq calls a new volunteer Kuwaiti army. And it's under control of the puppet government that Iraq installed soon after the invasion. ABC Chief Diplomatic Correspondent Barry Densmore in London has more on that.
A new provisional government has been formed and announced. It is supposed to represent the Kuwaiti people, but no Kuwaitis have ever heard of any of these people. They seem to be entirely Iraqi officers. There was even one rumor that Saddam Hussein's son-in-law was the president. I think that's probably not true, but it probably doesn't matter because this provisional government will operate on behalf of Saddam Hussein.
Meanwhile, a Kuwaiti diplomat said today that Iraq had moved from Kuwait to Baghdad 15 Shiite Muslim prisoners whose freedom was long demanded by Lebanese terrorists who were holding Western hostages in Beirut. With Tropical Storm Cesar out in the Atlantic Ocean and posing no threat to land, Tropical Storm Diana has now grabbed the attention of hurricane forecasters. Diana has 40-mile-an-hour winds and could threaten parts of Belize and of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Max Mayfield at the National Hurricane Center says forecasters are keeping a close watch.
Has a chance to strengthen some here in the next 18 to 24 hours before it moves over the Yucatan Peninsula. Once it goes over land there, the Yucatan, it will diminish, and then we'll have to take a real close look and see what's left when it gets into the Gulf of Mexico.
Storm warnings were posted this morning extending from Cancun, Mexico to Belize City, including offshore islands. The Food and Drug Administration says it's found eight more bottles of a cocaine-laced beverage imported from Colombia. The government now urging consumers in the Miami and Fort Lauderdale areas to turn in all unopened bottles. Authorities believe the beverage was used to smuggle cocaine from Colombia to the U.S. Last week, a 25-year-old resident of Miami was rushed to a hospital after he drank half a 6-ounce bottle. He remains in a coma. Repeating our top story, Marines have begun evacuating Americans from Civil War-torn Monrovia, the capital city of Liberia. No complications so far. This is ABC News. The National Council on the Arts is calling for further study of five controversial grant proposals. A panel of artists has recommended them for approval by the National Endowment for the Arts. The advisory panel voted to put off considering those grants. This would allow the endowment to postpone action on financing of controversial art that some people say is obscene. The proposed grants are for so-called performance artists Karen Finley and Holly Hughes and three other groups. They'll now be reconsidered at the Council's next meeting, which will be held sometime in November. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Walker.